Now, I've been thinking about my 11-year-old self because my youngest child is now 11 years old. That boy is strong and smart and kind and stubborn and fierce and awkward and selfless and frustrating. And like every real grace, he scares me. He is a grace that I could never earn and that I will never be able to control. At 11 years old, he is being continually created and recreated before my eyes. He's already as tall as my wife. His feet are bigger than his sister's. And though he'll still let me hug him, he refuses to let me cut his hair. Afraid of him, I find myself tempted to play the part of the God that I've lost. I find myself tempted to protect myself from him, to keep a safe distance between us, to be ironic and critical, and to pull back until he's grown up a bit. I find myself tempted to play the part of God as a distant, perfect judge, measuring and remeasuring him, finding him wanting, recoiling from his failures, making clear again and again that he's not quite what I wanted him to be. This would be a mistake. If I give in to my fear, I'll fail. I will lose him. He needs something else from me. He needs something quite specific from me. He needs me to be capable of recognizing the very real perfection. So fragile, so ordinary, so disheveled, so beautiful. That's already shining in him. Like the father in Cormac McCarthy's novel, The Road, he needs me to be able to look at him and say, if this boy is not the word of God, God never spoke. Is God out there in deep space, planted next to some distant star, waiting for me in a distant future? I don't know. I hope he is. But this much seems obvious to me. Regardless, you won't find him out there. When you discover his grace and find yourself perfect in Christ, it will happen right here, and it will happen right now.